Hello and welcome to IT Imagination's 360-second IT check. In this check, Cloudflare announces Project Pangea. Google wants to change its reputation. OpenAI proposes an alternative to CUDA and more. Google wants to change its reputation. Google, the company known by many for its reputation as an app and features killer, clearly is uncomfortable with people's views. Perhaps this is exactly the reason why the company issued a promise on Monday that it's, quote, safe to build a business around its core technologies. As a result, the company from California, USA, will designate a set of APIs and declare them as Google Enterprise APIs. Any changes that in these services that could impact customers in a significant way will be subject to strict guidelines. The company did leave a small escape hatch in place. The internet giant declares that no feature may be removed or changed in a way that is not backwards compatible for as long as customers are actively using it. In the worst case scenario, transition will be effortless, Kripa Krishnan, vice president at Google Cloud, said. If a deprecation or breaking change of an API is unavoidable, then we are saying that the burden is on us to make the experience as effortless and painless as possible to our customers. This statement is another chapter in the enterprise's story of being more business-friendly. From an engineering-driven organization, a self-proclaimed foremost authority to a more friendly company, the change started to materialize after Google brought in Thomas Kurian. The cloud division wants to be seen as more friendly now and building longer-lasting relationships. To give the company a bit of justice, even though the length of the list of services obituaries is staggering, some of them were simply rebrands or they were incorporated into other apps. One example of a rebrand is a switch from Tez to Google Pay in India, and an example of an integration is the case of YouTube Gaming. In both of these cases, users could still use nearly the same or the same features after the change. Next up, OpenAI proposes open source Triton language. OpenAI, the developers of the famous GPT-3 language model, announced the release of an open source language, Triton. Triton is an answer to NVIDIA's CUDA, with one important distinction. The main differentiator is supposed to be the ease of use. GPU programming was, quote, surprisingly difficult to date, company admits. Writing CUDA-C or CUDA-C++ must not have been too gentle for data scientists. The data analysis and data science community knows Python very well, though, and often has no business of knowing C. OpenCL, the only real competitor up until now, also required users to know these two programming languages. OpenAI's goal is simple. They want to become a real alternative to CUDA for machine learning. The combination of faster execution and better developer experience might cause a potential shakeup in the community. The company has shared some snippets on their blog. For the link to the post, please check our show notes. The code is just Python syntax, though. Any code written this way is going to get translated to GPU code behind the scenes. Next up, Project Pangea, free internet for the underprivileged. Cloudflare, American web infrastructure and website security company, promises internet for the, quote, underserved communities. The connection that the company will offer is going to be free of charge. To fulfill the promise, the American enterprise is looking to partner up with other companies around the world. All interested parties may register via the registration form we provide the link for in the show notes. All, quote, non-profit entities, cooperative community networks, or private or small commercial networks operating in the interest of the community may apply, and they, quote, must be primarily focused on providing internet access to local underserved communities. The reasoning is simple, and it's, quote, Cloudflare's mission is to help build a better internet for everyone, not just those with privileged access based on their geographical location. Next up, new Google Vulnerability Bounty Program. The company from Mountain View announced a new bug bounty platform. After 10 years passed since the release of the previous program, Google wants to bring all similar programs across the company to bring them closer together. Apart from an updated UI and elements of gamification, the company also announced a new Bug Hunter University, It's a dedicated space for learning for bug hunters of all skill levels. Next up, next-gen OS for hybrid cloud and AI. IBM has announced a new next-gen OS for hybrid cloud and AI. IBM ZOS version 2.5, the company's new release, is supposed to accelerate clients' modernization projects, the American Enterprise adds in their blog post. This solution was created for enterprise clients that got stuck in the era of COBOL and mainframes. Better solutions might be already on the market, however. Azure Stack, and in particular Azure Arc or Google Anthos, were pointed out as potentially superior in a scenario of migrating mainframes. Machi Goss, architect, team lead, and competence leader at IT Imagination, comments. Thank you for listening. For a more in-depth look with additional resources, head on over to our website, itimagination.com.